Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good morning, afternoon, and evening, all.
Good
Hello. Hello.
Thank you so much for coming today. I always get nervous at this time of year with meetings because people slowly start taking vacations for the next couple of weeks.
I need to apologize in advance because I will not be able to stay more than 15 minutes.
Okay, Marty, thanks for letting us know. Is there anything you wanted to bring to the top of the table today?
No, sorry.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah, so I guess we'll go ahead and get started just to honor everybody's time. I'll go ahead and put a link to our meeting notes in the chat. The first question I had in today's agenda, given that it is a holiday season and lots of people take time off, for the next meeting, I was going to suggest instead of trying to do it 2 weeks from now, that we either do it January 6th or January 20th. Do people have a preference?
January 20th. January 6th is a public holiday in our federal state, so
Okay.
I unfortunately have a conflict on the 20th, but you can press on without me. I'll be on Slack. I'll be around on in 2 weeks, and well, no, I will. I'll be around on the 6th.
All right, I'll go ahead and make it January 20th. I know. Not 2025, 2026. Perfect. And yet we will, I'm sure, rope you in, Damien, to any findings on during that meeting. Next up, I wanted to talk about our number two and number three community priorities in draft. So this is the community priorities that we take to the product council to advocate on our behalf for us and also to increase their knowledge of kind of the things we are trying to get done in Folio and the Folio API. And so we kind of took care of number one. Number one, it's got some movements. It's gone to another ticket to get some groundwork done. Like, we got that. But we haven't talked about number two or number three. So I wanted to make sure we address those. And then the first one was the discovery integrations expose circulation rules regarding request. And this one is pretty old. And I hadn't looked at it in a really long time. So I'm putting in the chat and I just wanted to ask people here, like, is this still number two? And what do we need to do to get this out of draft mode if it is still number two?
This is definitely still useful. Yeah, I think the problem here is that this requires both knowledge about the item and the user permissions. So this is something that cannot be done with the current Edge LTAC and Edgewin APIs. It could only be done with a new Edge API or changes to one of those or directly. So this goes back to the old discussions. The same probably about for the renewal. This goes back to the discussion we had when Uwe proposed to create a new API to cover these cases. There could be another solution, of course, for that. But I think that's the basic problem here, that you need both.
I mean, one possible, I mean, I don't know that it's straightforward is the word, but one solution could be to add a dry run mode to the existing create request endpoint that would return a response without actually creating the request, and then you could test things ahead of time.
Yeah, but you would have to do that for a lot of items because you would check for whole lists. So if you have a list with 50 items, you would have to make 50 calls and try to renew them or put a request on them. I think that would be a huge performance hit for your system.
That is definitely true.
And I'd say that the kind of not knowing how the request, whether it's going to go through or not is a, it, yeah, it's not ideal patron experience, but it's not uncommon either. Like I can't think of any other, library request system that does it before you ask about it, as a user,
Well, in ViewFind, it is possible there's a mechanism built in to do this, and most ILSs support it. Folio is actually an outlier in not
In this,
allowing
okay.
us to do this.
Okay, yeah, and I'm seeing, sorry, it took a while for the comments to load and the activity for this ticket, but I am seeing that some of the needs for this ticket are they are mentioning, yes, it's a very complex ticket, but they're also mentioning there's not many, like they want some use cases. So I think this is a prime example of something we could put some more use cases in for. And also, another thing we could do is we could find a ticket that needs to be done before this ticket and champion that ticket as a method of getting this ticket done, just kind of like what we did with the first one. So is there a ticket that we're looking that, is being worked on that needs to be done before this can get done? Or do you think this is so complex we really kind of need to put more information about the mechanisms, Damien, as you were saying, that could be used for this?
Well, I definitely think figuring out what solution would work for the most people would be an important first step because, to the point of if we need new Edge APIs, that's one direction. If we need new, native APIs, that's a different direction. Do we need both? Then that's where I think we start ending up with tickets that rely on other tickets and so forth.
Okay. Damien, would you be able to put in some like more technical information to the comments about like specifically ViewFind and how it does this with the other ILSs currently? I think that would be really helpful.
Do that.
And then, does anyone else kind of have some use cases kind of off the top of their head? I know I could probably search back through some of our survey results and reflect ourselves on like what we would use this for, but just to write it out and say, hey, at my institution, here's what we expect this to look like for our users. I think that would be another helpful thing in this ticket.
Yeah, I'm not sure we actually have more than one use case, but the cases that actually would trigger a failure, that might be of interest. For example, we have users that only can loan something within the library. So this is one of the restrictions where this could fail if they would try to put a request on something they cannot request for outside the library. Or there are limitations where something can be requested. For example, we special collections where you have to take a look in the library. You cannot take them outside. Things like that. I think those are the use cases where actually placing the request might fail because there are restrictions for the user. The Edge API, actually the AirTag API, should be able to identify if there's a restriction on the item. But I'm not sure about that. But that could work. The restrictions for the user are the more critical case, and I think.
Would it
Is
be an
there?
idea to, oh, sorry, jump.
Oh, I was going to just say, in terms of the circulation rule kind of calculation is really that intersection of user and item. And so you've got restrictions that are, based on the kind of user, like your user who only has access to X, Y, or Z. But then you also have individual restrictions, like say somebody has too many things checked out or they've hit their maximum requests and so on. So you've got those, very individual limits. And then you've got sort of things that are maybe more class-based, like what patron group the user's in or where the item is or
Just
that
the
sort of
best
thing as
background
well.
copy, the best background copy, the background copy.
Loan type.
So I've just been digging into the ticket a little bit, and this reminded me that actually at least some piece of this problem has been solved, and then the question becomes what piece remains, if any. I have forgotten that there is now an API that gives you a list of allowed service points for an item and a patron. And Viewfind actually has a check now where it will look this up and block requests on items that have no available service points. Are there criteria where a request will fail when an allowed service point exists? Or does the allowed service point check actually cover everything? In which case, I'm not sure that we need any more work on this issue.
No, there are other cases, as mentioned, if you have a limit on how many items you can check out. But that's a tricky one in general, because you might be able to check out one more and you get a list of items and they all tell you could check them out. But once you have done that for one of them, the other ones won't work. So
I
that's a
mean, so
really tricky one.
that's kind of what I was thinking about, kind of in terms of what use cases do we want to meet and what's individual enough that it's okay that it fails.
I think that's one that must be able to fail because you cannot know in advance.
Yeah, like it would be great if it returned a message about why,
That
but I
should
think
be.
it's worth thinking about kind of what can be predicted and what's really intrinsic to that user at that moment.
If the checkout
There
fails,
might
I
be
think that's
different
always the
goals there.
expectations that would get a good error
I
message
have
explaining why it fails.
the upper deck side.
That's a really
I
interesting
see
point that this
lower
ticket
deck
relates to
upper.
error messaging in general for when the requests
There
fail.
also may be one, where the
And
ticket
I'm
is
thinking,
and
do we
then
have,
there's like a
because I know
charge
there have been a
away
lot of
from
improvements in that area.
electronic
Like, are
payments
we to where did we want to
going
be with
from
those
looking through
error
like
messages? Is
really
there still
like
work being
things like
done? Is
getting
there
like
current work
current
being done in
controls.
that area?
The third place you can check is the
I feel like it would
or
be useful to have a
diagram
list
question
of
thing.
known
That's more
cases that we
compliant.
could actually test, but some of these things tend to, in reality, be a little bit difficult to set up test scenarios for. But I wonder if that's something we as a group should think about and figure out. Is there a way to do systematic testing and review of this? Like, I'd love to have a folio instance with a bunch of patrons with a bunch of situations that I could point my Viewfind at and log into and see what happens.
But there may be one.
But that's not trivial, I'm sure, for multiple
So,
reasons.
yeah, I'm starting to think maybe one of the best ways to do this is to start with the like Damien, I still think it'd be really helpful to have kind of your insight to how you connect with other ILSs because I know that can be complex in and of itself. But also to get some use cases about where this would be applicable because I know from our personal circulation rules, they're complex, right? Like, and we use a lot of different, they're like mathematical equations essentially. They're like if A meets B and then C, you know, the logic falls. And I'm sure everybody else, because in Folio, you can mix loan type, patron type, max, you know, a lot of different fields to create a circulation policy. And I don't know what people have set up for circulation policy. So maybe we even go to the RA, I don't know, both RA SIG and Discovery SIG and be like, hey, where are your users failing when they try and place a request? Are they getting the messages they want to see? And if not, like what are your circulation rules? Like what is causing this issue where they don't know ahead of time that this is going to fail?
I'm wondering, since the ticket mentions that EDS was also interested in this ticket or EBSCO for EDS or some site using EDS, I'm wondering how EDS is doing this at the moment, if they have a solution or a partial solution for that.
Right
No.
now, there's a single, you can customize the error message text, but it's one error message for
For everything.
any error. Yeah.
Well, there's one thing that you can customize, but there are many other error messages, and they are. I'm actually trying to dig into this now, and I got a list, but that proved to be. Well, I have to have another list. Seems to be a couple of layers in the mapping there. So I'm. What you said, Nicole, about the error messaging, is really interesting. I would love to have a complete list of what error messages Folio sends out in these circumstances, in all circumstances, actually. Maybe there is one somewhere.
Well, that depends on the API that is used. The HR may use other error messages than the native APIs.
Because we have such simple loan rules, not varying much between different patrons. So although this ticket is interesting for us, it's more it most of it could be solved with a good error message, which is not the case right now. And that's it. I need to say bye now.
Thank you, Marie. We're glad we could grab your expertise before you had to go. Yeah, so I think to follow up on this, maybe just I know personally for my homework, I have my error message logs and can kind of go through and see, and I know our circ rules and see if I can pull some use cases of my own. And if other people here too can also see if they can pull some use cases and we can come back next meeting and talk about those use cases. And maybe this becomes a like, actually, we want to champion better error messages first before we go to this type of conversation, or we find some really good use cases, in which case this needs to, we can add it to the ticket and better define what we're looking for from this solution. Any other thoughts about this particular ticket or suggestions for moving it forward?
I will leave some comments.
Thank you, Damien.
Yeah, I was looking for a ticket about the error messages. If somebody's working on that, there should be a ticket, but I so far haven't found one. So I could do a more thorough review after the meeting if I can find a ticket about that.
Thank you, Brent, because yeah, I think that could be a maybe a difficult search because I know error messaging within Folio is a huge topic as well. So trying to identify the exterior from the interior can be a challenge. Okay, so we got our homework there. I'll come back with use cases and check. So the next one on this list is the discovery integrations exposed circulation rules regarding renewal options. So this is kind of the same thing, right? Like it's just renewals versus requests, but it's the same problem of letting users know what their options are. I'll put this in the chat. And then my question to you all is my assumption that this is a similar thing correct, or is this actually very different?
This was actually split off from the other ticket. I'm going through the comments and they point right at this.
Yeah, I think it's somewhat different because you already have the item. So if you try to renew, that could fail because of other reasons, because you have the maximum number of renewals, or there's another place on the item, or another request placed on the item, or some rule might have changed, or something like that. But basically, because you already have the item, that might be different, especially when you consider placing requests on the title level versus item level.
And I mean, this is a case where many other ILSs have an API that gives you a list of checked out items, and the items in the list just have a renewable attribute that's true or false. So, that would be really nice.
And then, how do you, in the, for the user, do you expose that true or false, like as a message below the item, like we normally do? Because I know currently you can say this item is not renewable to the public. Can't you? Maybe. I'm thinking our own system. Like, I'm pretty sure you can see if it's something is an item will say this is not renewable. Maccabee, Damien, back me up. And when you're
Well,
looking at that renewable list,
yeah,
does it?
in ViewFind, the way it works is you have checkboxes you can check to renew, and if an item is not renewable, it just doesn't get a checkbox. And if you check the boxes and hit renew and something fails to renew, then you get a message under the item that did not renew saying why it did not renew, plus a summary at the top saying, you requested X renewals and Y of them could not be renewed. See below for details.
Okay, and then for those systems that have the true or false capabilities, does it just make that design better because you can be more transparent about what is renewable from the get-go?
Exactly. If we don't, if we know it can't be renewed, we won't let you even try. So that's the idea.
And what does EDS do? Does anyone use EDS? Jen, you use EDS with Patreon power,
Yeah,
right?
I'm logging in now just because one of the things about being staff is that our loan period is like a year, so I almost never need to renew something.
Yeah, well, we have a year, but we also have we are able to display our we have patron placeholds, and then we have interlibrary loan as well, which is a whole nother conversation. But like if you can display whether those items can be renewed or not,
Yeah.
because they come from different libraries and therefore have different rules about their renewal time periods. And then
I yeah.
oh, go
I'll
ahead,
do
Jen.
some testing, and I can add a note to the meeting notes. I'll put a request on something I've got checked out and see if that changes. Because right now, if I'm logged in, there's a button available for renew, and then it just opens the little like, do you want to renew this item? But if I make something that I have checked out like theoretically not renewable, I'll see if that changes at all in the user interface.
Okay. And then for the technical solution for this, Damien, you were mentioning that kind of true false poll that you can do. Would that be similar to that previous tickets technical solution?
I think that the renewability is at least potentially a simpler API to design, because the information about items comes from a lot of different places. So it's not like there's a definitive list of items where you could just include a requestable status. You kind of have to make another request somewhere to get additional information. Whereas renewability is about loans, and when you get a list of loans, it makes some sense for that list to include information about renewability inherently. Whether that's technically feasible is a whole separate question, but just from an API design perspective, it's fairly obvious to me where the renewable detail could go, but there's a lot more possible solutions to the other problem.
Okay. So in a way, you're saying this might be a simpler solve.
Potentially, if the stars align.
Okay. So then maybe so this is different enough where it's not like relying on the other one to work. It's got its own thing that needs to be done, but it's similar enough in that we can kind of maybe approach it in the same way of like both gathering use cases of where this would be really helpful, like specific rules our own libraries might have set up and how we've set them up and what error messages we're getting now and like what would be the optimal flow for our users, as well as Damien, again, if you want to put in like your comment about the design and viewfind for other ILSs and how that works and how this could potentially work too. To better show to users what can be renewed and what cannot be renewed. And I because of our complicated ILL setup and viewfind, I think I can add some interesting use cases once I research that a little bit. Okay, so I have given all of us a lot of homework. I do apologize for that, but it's my excuse for not meeting till the 20th of next year. So maybe keep that hour on the 6th and time saved and hopefully go through some of this. all. I've already created kind of a new page for 2026 so that we can kind of keep 2025 from getting too long as a meeting agenda. So I've got a 2026 meeting agenda. Feel free to put any findings or thoughts in that 2026 meeting agenda as you find them. You don't have to wait for me, or you can go ahead and go in and edit or even create a new page if that works better for your research. But yeah, we'll kind of revisit this and see if we cannot improve some of the comments in these tickets to provide some extra context. And then we can go to like product council and say, hey, we put our the some of the product owners and say we put a lot of information in here. Does that help? You know, what more do you need? And move these out of the draft phase. Any other thoughts on these two tickets?
Well, in the meantime, I've looked for tickets about error messages, and yeah, there seem to be some, but the most interesting one I've found so far seems to be UXProt 5513, which describes the whole thing as suboptimal. This is about ECS. There's another one about mediated requests that is similar. These are linked, and there are very little other tickets linked. I had hoped to find some specific ticket about error messages that is linked to some of these tickets, but that's not really the case. So I'm wondering if there is actually a ticket for a general improvement of the request failure error messages.
That is the term they use, suboptimal.
Suboptimal.
old is this ticket?
Yeah, well, that seems to be a ticket we could maybe look into, and yeah, if there would be existing tickets that actually
You have
are,
some new ticket.
yeah, it's quite new, but the interesting thing is that there have been complaints in the past about these missing error messages or not concrete error messages. And even in this ticket, there is no other ticket, older ticket link that is just for the basic improvement of the error messages. This is about ECS, and the other one that's linked is about mediated request app. And that's interesting, I think, that there is no basic ticket just about the error messages.
Yeah, good find. And if I'm not mistaken, this is about oh yeah, this is about Folio error messages when you're in Folio, right? But that relates because the same messages that would show when you're in Folio trying to do the action would be the messages going through the API to be
Yeah,
displayed.
if you don't get good error messages in Folio, you won't get them in the discovery system either.
I just had to be assured of that because, like for some inventory searching, it actually is better in some cases in discovery than it is in Folio. So sometimes discovery has some better functionality than Folio does. But yes, this makes sense that the error message that is going to showing to the end user person in Folio environment should also be the one that's transmitting via the API that shows to the user, or you at least have a translation where you can translate X error message to user facing
Yeah,
message.
there might be actually more detail in an error message in Folio that's not appropriate for showing in the user, but basically the basic error message should be the same.
Yeah, and it should be detailed enough that it's not the same blanket error message for every single denial you face in a user interface. Good find.
Yeah,
Excellent.
there
So
are actually 143 tickets if you just look for request and error message. And not closed. If you omit that one, you get about 500. Yeah, I will look through them, but I think if there would be a recent ticket that has been worked on, it would be on top of the list and not somewhere buried deep down in that long list. So.
yeah, that's amazing though that there's nothing attached to this of like, hey, this has been discussed in the 500 other tickets. Now we're gonna address it here. So if we find another ticket, we're like, oh, the comment section, like the inf there's use cases here. There's really good information here. That would be good to know if it already if that work has already been done and exists somewhere in Jira. Okay. Are there any other comments or findings for these two tickets? Were there any other updates or discussions for today that people wanted to bring up?
Not an update, but I would be interested in what's the status of this community dashboard, the whole process. Has there been a decision how to deal with the tickets, or is there still an ongoing discussion?
So I know in the SIG Conveners channel, their product council is kind of rethinking how they d talk to the SIG Conveners. They used to have us kind of attend like four meetings a year and give updates. And they still have an update board that they have us do. Like I just filled out our most recent one for I think it's due December 18th, or it was due, or anyways, I filled us out. But that has been kind of the communication channels that I have had with the product council. We did have that initial meeting with this board to talk about our needs, and that's kind of how the conversation about, hey, a lot of your tickets are in draft, and we really can't work on these until they get out of draft happened, which was great. And WolfCon gave us more information about Jira tickets and how they move and how you can advance them, which was also really great. So that has kind of been the last update and conversation I have heard. But we certainly can reach out to them and ask them about the community's dashboard. And I'm more than happy to do that and bring their answer back to the next meeting, where they are with that process, what are their plans are for 2026, kind of is how I would phrase the question.
Yeah, I seem to remember that there was some discussion about calculating a score or something like that for tickets, but I'm not sure if that's really related to this community dashboard. And I haven't seen anything in Slack about this for a while now.
Which channel were you following? The PC channel or?
Yeah, lots of channels.
Like, which channel aren't you following?
Even more. There are so many channels, but all the council channels and everything, the basic technical stuff and so on. So there has been a lot of communication in the past about through these channels about this community dashboard process, but as I said, I haven't seen something in a while now.
Okay, yeah, I can follow up on that and bring the answer to the next meeting. Even if it's like we're still thinking about it for 2026, that would at least let us know where they are at with that. Write that down so I don't forget. Any other questions or items that people wanted to discuss? Well, perfect. You all have your homework. Just one other homework item to think about. If there's topics for next year that you want me to think about putting on the agenda ahead of time, like maybe we're not ready to talk about it yet, but you're like, at some point, I would like to just see a discussion around this. I'm more than happy to do so. And I'm also more than happy to kind of like market that a little bit more in the SIG channel so that, like, if we're going to be talking about, I know Damien, you and I have talked kind of about linked data applications and you find and what already exists and maybe directions to go, we can announce that we'll be talking about that topic and get different people who are interested in that topic who maybe can't attend every meeting. So yeah, think about those as well. Anything you want to bring up in future meetings, since it's the end of the year, now's a good time to think about what we want to work on for 2026. All right. Well, I'm happy to give you a little bit of time back for the day. Thank you again, everybody, for showing up at this busy time of year and for your thoughts on these tickets.
Thanks for keeping us on task.
Bye, all.
Bye.
Bye.